Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. I've spent a lot of time on this podcast talking about author websites, so you probably know by now that I consider them very important. Important, not very expensive, and much more functional than merely setting up shop on WordPress.com. And do you think agents and publishers will be checking you out to see how you present yourself online, especially given the emphasis on author platform these days? You bet. We've talked extensively about how to create the author site, what to put on it, and how to maintain it. But in episode 90, I listed it as one of the top 10 reasons your book will be a huge success. Because it's only one component of an entire suite of promotion tools you should avail yourself of. But beyond that, it acts as a hub, somewhere your followers, current and future readers, and agents and publishers can go to find out all about you. They'll learn about you either from the content on your author website or from the pages you link to from your website. It's just a lot easier than handing someone a business card with three website URLs on it and saying, "This URL takes you to my writing blog, this one takes you to my personal blog, and this one takes you to my Twitter page." Instead, how about just saying, "Go visit myname.com and you'll be able to find out all about me." Much easier and much more professional. And the person you're speaking with is more apt to remember the name of your site. Unfortunately, it's pretty easy to sniff out a free blog. You can customize them to an extent and play around with different themes, but the options you have are very limited. Changing font colors or adding background images is next to impossible, and so many people just leave the default sidebar configuration in place that it just looks like they didn't put very much effort into their blogs. You want a site that says, "I'm serious about what I do, and I want a website that gives me a return on the time and money I put into it." And if you think you're collecting email addresses on WordPress.com for later use, think again. The people who subscribe to receive email updates on your blog are only getting WordPress updates. You can't send them your own custom emails, which means you can't send them your newsletter with your social media links. You can't send them an excited note with your latest chapter attached. And you can't send them daily updates on the release of your book in order to build hype. So what you want to do is get people's permission to send them anything. And that's what you use MailChimp for. MailChimp keeps all your email addresses in one place and allows you to design nice emails and newsletters to send to your fans whenever you want. They even give you a subscription form to place on your website to collect all those email addresses. Once you have that in place, consider that your number one goal when referring people to your website: getting their email addresses before they leave. A visitor is great, but a visitor who leaves his email address for you is even better. And remember, just one subscriber a day, and you'll have hundreds at the end of the year. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Also, if you're interested in having a complete author website set up for you, one that can run circles around your free blog, check out dreamplaywright.com/authors, dreamplaywright.com/authors. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Playwright podcast is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.